Shalom Rabbi Goldberg, how are you?
Thank God, Ilan. How are you?
I'm fine. Parashat Vayira.
Parashat Vayira, you know, this is a very, very meaningful parasha to me, especially, because it happens to be my Bar Mitzvah parasha.
Oh.
So it's, you know, has a little bit more meaning than anything else. However, we read in this Torah portion that God revealed himself to Abraham 3 days after you know, he had his circumcision at the age of 99. However, Abram, you know, rushes to go and prepare the meal for the three guests, one of them who were coming to comfort him, see how he was doing, and two, they were going to go and destroy Sodom.
Yeah.
And obviously, Sodom was going to get destroyed, and Abraham tried to fight with God, you know, let them live, it's okay. The question really is, that a lot of people ask is it a sin to argue with God? No, where he's questioning the divine of what God was saying. We see that Abraham did it. And when Abraham was doing it, he didn't do it for himself, but on behalf of the people of Sodom, who God had decided to destroy. Why? Because of their wickedness.
Yeah.
And Abraham is known, and he was the pillar of chesed, the personification of kindness and compassion. That's what he is known for. And he argued with God, hoping and trying to negotiate not to kill, not to have any executions in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And he asked, you know, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? He asked God, will the judge of all the earth not do justice? You know, if there are 50, will you destroy? And God says, no, 45, no, so on and so forth. And he goes down to 10. And in the end, Abraham cannot find even a minion of righteous men in the city, and he gives up. He says, okay, what can I do? And then the verse continues and says, Abraham shav limkomo, and Abraham went back to his place.
Yeah.
Having failed this attempt, he acknowledges defeat and he retreats to his corner. However, there is also, which is brought down in the Medrash and a lot of the other Torah explanations, that there is an alternative interpretation to those last words of Abraham shav limkomo, and Abraham went back to his place. Which that could be understood to mean that he went back to his ways, to his customs. And what was his custom? Was always to defend the underdog, to look out for the needy, to help those in trouble,
yeah.
Right? And even if they weren't the most righteous people. And Abram refused to become, you know, take that defeat. And he went right back to his ways, even though this attempt that he did wasn't really successful. So, what's so amazing about this, what can we learn from this, is the question is really asking, what happens when we lose something? When we lose a business deal, when we lose whatever it may be. You know, we hurt, we sulk, we even want to give up. It didn't work, it's no use. Why should I bother? Let me just, you hear a lot of people say, you know what, I'm throwing in the towel, forget it, I don't just want to do this anymore. Not Abraham. Abraham stuck to his principles. You know, he may have experienced a setback, but he was still, at the end, champion the cause of justice. And he would still speak out for those in that needed help.
Yeah.
And he would still take the case to the highest authority, and in this case, to who? To God himself. And Abraham teaches us not to lose faith, not to deviate from our chosen path or our sincerely held convictions. Because if we believe it is the right thing to do, then it is the right, it's the right thing to do, even if there's no reward in sight. If it is right, then we need to stick to it, no matter what the outcome is, no matter what people are going to think about us. And what we have to rarely look and we have to say is, do we believe in our principles of faith? Are we virtuous because we believe this is the way of a good life? Are we waiting maybe, you know, for a big payoff or for the good behavior that we have? And the question is what happens when we don't see it? Do we become frustrated? Angry? Angry at someone? Angry at God? And we see that, you know, and I think it's a good example, you see that people become religious for the wrong reasons. They are looking for some magical solution to their problems in life. And when the problems don't disappear as quickly or as magically as they thought or expected, what happens? They give up their religious lifestyle. Yeah. It's not working, I'm out of here. And, you know, it's so important. Our founding fathers remind us that a Jew's got to do what a Jew's got to do, regardless of the outcome, whether we see the fruits of our labor or not. If it's the right thing to do, then we need to carry on doing it. And that's what Abraham teaches us. That's what his lesson teaches us, that no matter what happens in our lives, we might have a little falling, we might have a little stumble, but we need to get up and do what the right thing is. And that's what Avram was. Avram was fighting with the greatest person in the world, God. And after God did not take his argument, and he basically defeated him, Avram could have said, you know what, forget it. I'm not interested anymore. This is ridiculous. I can't even be rational with you. But he went back to his ways because he knew that was the right thing to do. He lost one, he would gain the other. And that's something that I think is so important, a message that we can learn from this week's Torah portion.
That's good. So first of all, happy birthday, because
Thank you.
Probably your Jewish date for the birthday.
That's right. So, thank you.
And Shabbat services?
Shabbat services are Friday evening, even though we light in candles about 4:57 this week. Shabbat evening service will be at 6 p.m. And Shabbat morning is 9 a.m. So, and actually, I'll give you a little sneak preview. We're starting to plan now for our big Hanukkah menorah lighting at the mall.
Ooh,
and
that's great.
And we're we just got the date set, which will probably be Wednesday the 22nd, I believe is the second night of Hanukkah, and we're going to hopefully, this is the goal, and hopefully we will get enough of it to be able to materialize it, is we're going to make a menorah made out of Lego. And we will then donate the Lego to the pediatrics, the children's part of the hospital. So
that's great. So start to look for your Legos.
That's right. So as things come by the next week or two, we will let everyone know what's going on.
That's great. Good luck with that, and I'll do my best to help.
I know you do. Thank you.
And I have some Lego pieces.
Thank you.
So thank you, Rabbi.
All right. You
Shabbat
well.
Shalom.
You too. Well, God willing, we'll speak next week.
Thank you.
Have a good Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.
You too. Bye-bye.